Welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by Tommy and JB Huskers. Guys, how's it going?
Doing good, doing good. Looking forward to a little bit of college football this coming weekend.
Yes, it's back. We're going to Ireland this weekend, and I'm still...
We are?
Yeah, we are. We
we don't have the budget. I don't know where you think you're going.
TGT's going away this year.
And I'm still smarting from the better school smoke in my butt and in the online dynasty last night.
You're not the only one with the computers handling them. It's pretty tough if you got a good slider set. So a new game update, 1.008, came out. This update addresses some of the issues that the last patch either did not address or may have caused. Fixed an issue where the scoreboards would disappear during a game. Guys, did you see that one? I'll be honest, I don't know that I saw that, but maybe I was so zoned into other things I did not notice.
Honestly, yeah, playing an online dynasty game last night before the patch, the scoreboard went away, and I ended up getting delay of game because I couldn't tell what the play clock was at. So yeah, definitely, it didn't hit it very often, but when it hit, it was very annoying. Now it would come for me; it would come back. It was just when I was going to the coach cam, not the play art, but the coach cam. It would go away. So. Haven't really tested it today, so I'm hoping that it's fixed. But yeah, we'll have to kind of watch that one.
I guess either I didn't notice it, or maybe as soon as I used the coach vision, I just snapped the ball and never ran into an issue. It also fixed an issue for offline Dynasty files where the freshman players were not shown in the player list for position changes. I've not dug in. My Dynasty hasn't gotten that far yet, so I did not run into that. Did you guys see that? I know online, a lot of people who go through Dynasties pretty quickly had run into that one.
Yeah, I've kind of set aside my own dynasties while we're playing the online dynasty that we have, and I haven't seen that issue. And obviously, they fixed it in online dynasty. I'm usually kind of, I use online for live and then offline for just testing small scenarios or something like that. So, no, I haven't seen that one, but definitely that would have been an annoying one.
Yeah, I waited. I still haven't started my offline. I'll probably do one with Nebraska. Probably now that all most of the Dynasty stuff has been fixed at this point. So I never even tried offline Dynasty outside of just messing with recruiting in the first week that the game came out.
Fixed an issue where the game would freeze when performing an onside kick in both online and offline Dynasty. I don't onside a whole lot. I have a few times just to test it out. Did not run into that. How prevalent was this one? Did you guys hear a lot, or is this kind of snuck under the radar?
I think it was more under the radar. I don't know if I even saw it mentioned before these notes. I may be wrong about that, but I don't recall seeing anything about it.
Yeah, I haven't really had any scenario to do an onside kick because I've been playing a lot of Road to Glory or just getting smoked in online Dynasty to the point where really an onside kick would not help me. So,
the last one they mentioned out of the four bullet points, fixed an issue where changing your schemes or playbooks would affect your player's archetype and OBR based on your choice in offline Dynasty files. This is one that the last big update introduced the issue. The online guys got that fixed via a server-side update. The offline guys had to wait for this update. Kind of a nasty bug what it did to the players in archetype. Really could mess up a roster pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I never saw it, but I saw a lot of people complaining about it and that it basically broke your dynasty. So if you didn't have an offline copy of it or something like that, then your players overall drops altogether. I don't know if it impacted anything more than just the overall. So like, I don't know if I assume their speed was still the same and awareness and all that stuff, but still it can be pretty frustrating for that to happen. So, again, thankfully, EA fixed it within a couple of days of the last time for online dynasties. But now here we're about 2 weeks later and they're fixing it for offline. So I will say it's a good thing that they did presumably an off schedule patch. But obviously, if you break something, you need to turn around and fix it as soon as you can. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm guessing the delay was mostly due to Sony and Microsoft needing to review it first. So that at least factors into part of the equation.
There's also a fifth item that some people have wondered if it got addressed or fixed, and we don't know the answer. The belief that maybe this update also addressed some of the schedule rotations of the home and away sites of multi-year in Dynasty. I've yet to see confirmation. I've seen a lot of speculation that it did, but I can't say that I've come across anybody who did any testing to say, yes, it's fixed or no, it's not fixed. So the next question is, when is the next update? We've had some people ask us in our DMs, When's the next update? And also, when's that roster update? EA has mentioned a couple of times now that fans may want to wait till closer to the start of the season to start a dynasty so they get the updated rosters or new rosters. If you go by what the administrator from Virginia kind of leaked out or mentioned on social media, August 29th sounds like the date that there could be another update coming, with perhaps with jerseys and perhaps with maybe stadium corrections, maybe other items. That also seems like a good day for a roster update. That would put it at next Thursday. So right going into week one.
Roster updates don't need a patch, though, do they? That could just be done server side like Madden does. Isn't that how it works on Madden?
I'm guessing so, but I think A, they want to do it on a schedule. Obviously, just before the season starts is a good time to do it. And then as well, if you're going to release a patch the same day, you can kind of communicate both of them at the same time and say, hey, this is the first big update. We've added, 30 in, however many, 100 incoming freshmen or whatever it is. Again, that's just 100% guess. But
How many week
yeah, I
zero
think
games are there this weekend?
there's only four.
Four?
There's
Yeah,
not very many.
there's not, and only what, like five FBS teams are playing or something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's
not
a
very
smaller
many.
number. So yeah. But yeah, again, like you said, JB, I think going forward they can release them on a more frequent schedule, but A, how often will they do it? And then B, what's going to be changing in those as they go?
Yeah, I doubt they do it weekly like Madden does, but I could see a monthly possibly as like maybe some people, some players kind of emerge that you may not have expected to emerge this season.
I wonder how it's going to handle injuries when you have that Texas where two of the top running backs are now out for the season. Will it keep those players on the roster and just kind of bury them on the depth chart so the year two of Dynasty they are still there? Or will they remove them to make room for other players on t for Texas, for example, on their roster? I'm really interested to see how they handle that now that they have real players, especially what do you do for year one versus year two and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious as well. I will say that, kind of going through some of the default rosters, the depth chart, you'll see a highly rated player kind of buried on the depth chart, like you said. So, it could just be that they are injured and not expected to play. So, yeah, like you said, they keep them in the team, but put them low on the depth chart or something like that.
It'd be the best thing to do is just keep him in there, because you may want to have there may be fans of that team that want to, just go play now with those guys. They're not caring about, recruiting and things like that. They're just doing play now or playing online. Even play online, I guess, wouldn't be such a bad thing if you're using those injured players either. So, that gives the fans of that team the ability to at least still use them if they want to.
One thing I think to keep people should keep an eye on, and it's something I've been kind of looking at behind the scenes, something we're working on for a future show, is the player abilities. When you go into the base roster and look, I would guess, and I have not counted, so this is just my own eyeball test here. To me, it feels like less than 50% of players have abilities, whether that be physical or mental, on the base roster. I've gone and simmed in about 6 years in the future and looked, and I would say it's over 90% of players have abilities. And I think it's more like 95 plus percent, but I will go conservative to not over exaggerate or make it worse. So I'm interested in seeing what happens when they do another update with the base roster. Will more players have abilities, or is this something we that the community at large probably has to ask EA to, whether it be through updates or in College Bowl 26, maybe tone down how many players get abilities? I thought the whole point of ability was to make players special, but when you get so far into your dynasty, everybody has abilities. So therefore, when everybody's special, nobody's special.
What level was your coach?
This was every player in the game. It didn't matter who. It didn't matter what
Oh,
class
okay.
I was. It was not
So,
just my. It was every player in the game. I went through every roster in the game and looked.
oh,
I was
okay.
looking up skills and player archetypes, and I noticed that it's such a massive number.
One thing along those lines that I just kind of recently had a better understanding of is that the player progression is more kind of up to the player themselves. Just like in Road to the Col or to Road to Glory, when you get to spend your coins to upgrade your player, they basically have the same exact feature. And just like in Road to Glory, they can unlock some of those abilities as well. So again, it's a matter of what do they spend their points on or whatever their coin on. Do they upgrade their ratings or do they unlock those additional benefits or something? So again, I'm guessing it's part of that. But like you said, EA can kind of tone that down a little bit to where, only the upper end are unlocking that more often, or only the starters are, or something like that.
I'd wondered that as well, because I did look and there was a lot of younger underclassmen that had abilities. So I thought maybe at the same time, like you said, maybe it's just these players unlocking it for themselves. Maybe it's not that big a deal. But then I started noticing freshmen and sophomores had abilities already. And it's like, okay, there's a lot of base freshmen that don't have abilities that I would have guessed would have. So
Yeah.
I think it's just something like you said, whether it be the logic or how they get assigned. I'm not sure which one that is, but I do think that's the root of that issue. Before we wrap up this show, we want you to know the next show we're going to do is a tips and tricks video. We're going to do a walkthrough of Coach Vision and a little bit into pass protection. We asked on our social media how often people use Coach Vision, and we were kind of surprised about the numbers, how many people rarely or never use it. So we thought it would be a good topic to talk about Coach Vision and also pass protection, since they tie in so well together. And we'll talk about that on an upcoming video. For Jeremy and Tommy, this is CDJ. Everyone, thank you for listening and watching to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.
See you in Ireland.